بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are continuing with Surah Al-An'am. And as we had mentioned previously, Surah Al-An'am being a Makki surah whose verses were revealed prior to Hijrah, prior to the migration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this particular surah contains various proofs of the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His being worthy of worship, etc. And one of the tactics we find that was employed by the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, is that they would constantly attempt to bribe Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So they would make various offers to him. They would offer him the wealth of this world, that you name the amount and we'll give it to you, whether it's gold, silver, etc. Whichever of the Arab woman you desire, we will hand her over to you in marriage. So they would attempt to bribe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the things of this world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the record straight that وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that whatever settles in the night and the day, whatever exists in the night and the day belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, He is all-hearing, all-knowledgeable. In other words, He is aware of your plot, of your plan, of how you attempt to deter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everything belongs to Him. Therefore, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to offer and what He has to give to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam far outweighs that which you can offer to Him. And that is why thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to pose a question to them, that قُلْ, say to them, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا, should I take other than Allah as a protector, as an ally, as a friend, فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, whilst He is the creator, He is the originator of the skies and the earth, وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ, and He is the one who feeds, He is the one who sustains, and He is not fed, He is not sustained, He does not need sustenance. So if this is the condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is sustaining and providing for everything and everyone, and he is not in need of sustenance, He is not in need of food, He is the creator of the skies and the earth, then why does it make logical sense now for me to take anyone besides Him as a helper, as a protector? So in a very beautiful way, logically, appealing to their logic and their understanding, this verse now explains to them that it makes no sense for a person to turn to any being, any deity, any idol besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ, say to them, إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ, I have been commanded that I should be the first to submit. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to lead by example, that from this ummah you be the first to show your complete submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was said to me, وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, do not be from those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, in a very unique style, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminds them of the hereafter, reminds them of the punishment of the hereafter, but very subtly, He does not accuse them, and He does not say to them that you are going to be punished, and you will have to stand before Allah. Rather, He refers to Himself. So He says, إِنِّي, and this is a command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Him that, قُلْ, say to them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ, that I fear, I have fear, إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي, if I disobey my Rabb, then I fear عذاب يوم عظيم, the punishment of a great day. So this is a very subtle way of reminding them, of conscientizing them that they will be a hereafter, they will be life after death, they will be hisab kitab, they will be accountability. But He is not pointing a finger at them. He is referring to Himself that I have fear of the punishment of a great day if I disobey my Rabb. And thereafter He tells them that who is successful on that day, مَنْ يُصْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَ, that person who will be turned away from the punishment on that day, he will be saved from the punishment on that day, فَقَدْ رَحِمَ, then indeed Allah has had mercy upon this person. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ, and that is the clear criterion of success. So success is not as far as worldly possessions, as far as worldly status is concerned. Success, true success and failure will be judged and determined by a person's condition on the day of Qiyamah, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, Jannat and Jahannam is there. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves a person from the punishment of Jahannam, saves a person from having to answer for his deeds from Hisab Kitab, then this is the true success. Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that how is it possible that a person will be saved from Hisab? Whereas in the Quran we find various verses and various ahadith also that every single person will have to go through Hisab. He will have to give accountability, answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is it that you make dua to be saved from Hisab? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to her that there are two types of Hisab. One is what we call Ard, where a person's deeds are merely presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a surface level, the deeds will be weighed or looked at, that you have many good deeds, you have some evil deeds also, but we overlook that, your good deeds are accepted, and you can now proceed to Jannah. So this is called Ard, a surface level type of Hisab and accountability. But وَمَنْ نُوْقِشَ فَقَدْ عُذِّبَ, that person who accountability will be taken in detail, every act of his, every action of his, every thought of his will now be scrutinized and looked at in detail, then this person will be caught out and he will be punished. So hisab has to take place, but we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hisaban yaseera. Allah grant us an easy hisab, meaning our deeds must not be scrutinized. We know a person has good deeds also, but if Allah has to scrutinize our salah, our Quran tilawat, our a'mal, how many deficiencies, how many defects are found in there? So we make dua for hisab yaseer. This means that the deeds are just presented to Allah, surface level. Allah looks at the good deeds and accepts this, and a person is saved from the punishment of the akhirat. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.